John Sonnenberg postgame show continues from upstate New York in the city of Canton. Ferris State with a 3-2 victory over the St. Lawrence Saints. McDonald getting the goal in overtime, a minute and 39 seconds into the extra frame. And now join downstairs in the Bulldog Hockey locker room, assistant coach Dave Sensor. Coach, I mean, obviously, emotional win there for Ferris State, the big win for the Bulldogs. Just your thoughts on the team's performance here in their first road game of the season.
Yeah, Dom, I thought, obviously, like you said, it's a big win. It was a gutsy win for us. It's tough to win on the road in college hockey, and we talked to the guys about that yesterday. I mean, it's a long way to go. It's a long trip, and certainly you run into some unexpected difficulties around the way. Then, you come into a hostile environment like this. I thought they had an excellent crowd tonight, and we're playing, a really, really good St. Lawrence team who's, coming from a conference that's won the last two national championships. So, and we had our hands full tonight, and I give the guys a lot of credit. Certainly it's early in the year, and there are a lot of things we can take from this game that we can improve upon. But at the end of the day, a win's a win, and it certainly was a great way to win it as well.
Real tough to start a hockey game going down 1-0, 55 seconds into the opening frame. But Ferris State, resilient, comes back, scores the next two goals, one in each period, the second to the third, and, of course, the overtime winner as well. Can you talk about the resiliency of your club not dying down after getting scored on so early, especially on game one on the road?
Yeah, and resiliency is a great word, I think, Dom. And you're right, it was our first road game, and we have a lot of freshmen in the lineup tonight. So, for them, it's their first road experience. And, before a lot of them even stepped on the ice, we're down 1-0. But, this place was hopping just like our rink was when we played Michigan at home. And, we knew they were gunned up and ready to play us, as a result of our ranking probably and some of the success we've had. But, they had a great crowd here tonight, and they did jump on us early. But we were able to, just stay tough with it and keep working hard. And, as the night wore on, I thought we kind of beat them down at times, but they're a good team. It was even a lot of times, and then it kind of shifted back and forth. So at the end of the day, there's a lot of good things we can take from this game. I thought the freshman line with Drew Mayer and centered by Durantes and with Maloney on it as well, I thought they had a really, really good game in their first college road game. And for Durantes, that's the first college game he's played, so I thought they were excellent. And all through the lineup, I thought we had a pretty solid performance. Like I mentioned before, there's some little things we can certainly tweak and work on, but it's a lot easier to teach those little things after a win than it is after a loss.
I was going there next about that fourth line on paper, the freshman of Durantes, Maloney, and Mayer. A lot of ice time here tonight, a lot of trust from the coaching staff in game number two on the season, but they were even out there with a minute and a half left in the game in a 2-2 hockey game. I mean, you guys must have a ton of trust in this fourth line, these three freshmen, all freshmen line here this early in the season.
Right, and it's kind of baptism by fire, so to speak. I mean, we get them out there, and we like to roll four lines whenever possible, especially on a Friday night. We have to turn around and play the same team in another, physical, tough game tomorrow night as well. So as much as we can, we'd like to roll four lines and play all four lines as equally as possible. It's tough sometimes with some of the special team situations that come up in terms of killing penalties and power plays, but, that was a great thing about that line tonight is not only did they tilt the ice in our favor when they were out there, but they allowed us the opportunity to keep rolling four guys, which keeps some of our, quote-unquote, top-line guys fresher not only tonight, which you saw, with McDonald winning the game in overtime, but, fresher for tomorrow night's game as well.
Talk with assistant coach Dave Sensor across West Michigan on 97.3 FM and around the world on FerrisStateBulldogs.com. Ferris State wins 3-2 in overtime, goal a minute and 39 seconds in by Chad McDonald. And Sensor, McDonald skates the zone completely, skates from the zone by himself, behind the net, top of the circle, far circle, roofs it short side. I mean, one of the most pretty goals I've seen in college hockey. But how about the confidence that he has to do that at this level and player in Chad McDonald?
Certainly, and confidence is not an issue for Chad at all. And he's a great kid. He's a hardworking kid, and it's really he's coming to his own on the ice. He's one of his most valuable assets for this team is his penalty killing. You look at that long 2-minute 5-on-3 we had to kill, and the different penalties we had to kill throughout the night. And basically a lot of time him and Kenny Babinski are our top two groups. So to have him be a valuable penalty killer and valuable defensively just as much as he's offensively really speaks to the growth in the game that he's had. In the last year for us. But certainly, it was a great play by him and a great individual effort in the offensive zone. I think he was actually looking when he skated by to pass it to Brandon Antolini, I think, who was up top at the point. But he saw the corner of his eye, I think, that, and I'm kind of speaking for him here, that they had a guy coming off the bench that would have hopped Brandon. So he just elected to keep the puck instead, skated alone into the slot, and definitely had a great finish on it.
45 shots on the night compared to St. Lawrence's 24. Your thoughts on putting 45 up on a night? And credit, a lot of credit goes to their goaltender as well, and Kyle Hayden.
Yeah, and you know what? Their goaltender did play very well, but we did have a lot of pretty solid opportunities. But, you know, the 45 we put up, we're pretty happy with. Certainly, there's some things we could do to make those 45 maybe a little bit tougher. And, you know, tougher on the goaltender, so to speak, and things like that. Maybe not as much perimeter play and kind of force this, you know, the net a little bit more. But, you know, for the most part, we're pretty happy with that. And then we can eliminate some of our mistakes, too, as well. I mean, the 24 we gave up, a lot of those were really grade A chances where we really had to lean on CJ Mott to make some excellent saves for us, especially down the stretch there. So we like to find a way to keep, you know, pushing the pedal on offense, but, you know, eliminate some of those grade A chances that we're giving up on defense as well.
All right, Coach, last question for you here before we let you go. Just your thoughts on what Ferris State has to do now to get the weekend sweep and go 3-0 on the season.
Gosh, it's hard, Dom. I mean, at the end of the day, it comes down to so many different things. But, you know, we need to have, obviously, a great effort again like we did tonight. And I think the will was there tonight. The heart was in the right place. But at times, you know, the mind wasn't always in the right place. So we have to make sure that we're mentally engaged just as much as we are physically and emotionally engaged, which I think we were tonight. So, you know, we have to find a way to play a great mental game. And it's going to be tough. I mean, this is a tough place to play. They had a great crowd tonight. We expect the same thing tomorrow, I'm sure. And, you know, they're a team that plays, like I said, in maybe arguably next to our conference, the best conference in college hockey. So it's going to be tough. And, you know, whenever you're on the road and you're facing a team like this, it's hard. So, you know, we have our work cut out for us, but I think it's a group that really loves those kind of challenges. And, you know, we're going to get another challenge tomorrow night, and we have to come out and bring our best effort.
Thanks for your time, Coach. We'll see you on the bus.
Thanks, Tom.
That's the assistant coach, Dave Sensor, with his thoughts and comments on the Johnson Automotive postgame show. Dogs win 3-2 today in overtime over St. Lawrence. We'll take a break. We'll come back. The Johnson Automotive postgame show continues after this. It's the voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny, 97.3 FM.